You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When you think of a mandolin, you might think of Europe during the Renaissance or bluegrass music in the South. But it turns out the modern mandolin has roots right here in Michigan. This past weekend, mandolin enthusiasts descended on Marshall for the Marshall Mandolin Summit. They spent the weekend sharing their love for the instrument and learning under world-renowned mandolin players like Don Julin, author of Mandolin for Dummies, and also Mike Marshall, no relation to the town. Stateside Sarah Leeson went to the summit's opening day and brought us this audio postcard.
My name is Derek Smith, and I am a manager product specialist at Northfield Mandolins. We're here in our downtown Marshall workshop. So we, Northfield, hosts the Marshall Mandolin Summit. This is our second year doing it. We just went for it last year, and it was a huge success. This is our second year, and so far so good. The modern mandolin was born in the 1920s in Kalamazoo, Michigan, through the Gibson Company, and is in a lot of ways designed off of a violin. It has a carved arch top as opposed to a flat top, which would have been found commonly on older style mandolin.
My name is Adrian Begale. I'm the owner and founder of Northfield Mandolins and co-founder of the Marshall Mandolin Summit. That was a crazy idea that Mike Marshall and I had. For me, this is a real homecoming for the mandolin in a way because of the Gibson tradition in Kalamazoo. We're making mandolins and we're just 30 miles down the road from where it all started. So it's total homecoming. I mean, we feel like really entitled with the sense of a purpose in making the mandolin in Southwest Michigan.
My name is Brian Morris, and I'm from Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. I've been playing for about a year, seriously. So I started a little bit before that, and it was kind of off and on, off and on. I love the mandolin because it's beautiful and it sounds great.
I'm Deborah LaMantia. I traveled from Chicago, and I'm here because of Mike Marshall and the other instructors. I'm just very happy and grateful that they are offering this. I'm like so honored to be able to be with these great musicians, and they are so polite and friendly, and we learn so much.
Hi, I'm Mike Marshall, and we're here in Marshall, Michigan.
I'm Katharina Lichtenberg, but I think they named the city after you, Mike Marshall.
It seems they did.
No, maybe you took the name. So I'm also here because of the same reason, and we are both mandolin players, so it's a mandolin summit, so where should we be else?
So we've been doing teaching events like this for the mandolin obsessed for many years now.
He decided that we needed a new kind of American mandolin, and he was one creative fellow. You have the picture of him in his vaudeville outfit? Nobody else. This is how we all got here, folks. This is why we're here today.
Yeah, I grew up in the South, and that's where, you know bluegrass is from the South mainly, and as a bluegrass picker, that's the kind of mandolin you would play.
Yeah, because when I was a child, I never heard the word bluegrass, yeah? The mandolin in Germany is mainly played with classical music, so I grew up with thinking that the mandolin is a classical instrument. So, and then in my 20s, I discovered those CDs by, you know, David Grisman and Mike Marshall, and I thought, wow, that's cool. On a mandolin, you can play this, and
you can play cool music on the mandolin. How is that possible?
Right. First, for me, I remember the child as a shape because I play this ball bag and it's just so round and cute and sweet. It's like a doll. I remember hugging it. And then the tone, it's not easy to produce a nice sound on the mandolin, so you need to push your left hand fingers pretty hard to not pretty hard, but for a child it's harder to really like push two strings down and then with a pick to make those metal strings actually sound nice. So it's a little challenge. Then all the styles is just the most exciting thing. And what I like specifically about this weekend is, yeah, just to be with great people I love, you know, and also great colleagues, and also to give something to the students where I think and I hope it will carry them and make them happy, and they will remember the whole year.